Now, a motion from Dublin City Council has expressed deep dismay at proposals from government that would preclude community facilities from new build apartment schemes. The Minister for Housing will bring plans to change building requirements to Cabinet today. Those plans will reduce minimum apartment sizes along with other guidelines in a bid to, he says, get developers to build more units by making them cheaper to build. But opposition politicians are critical, and at DCC last night there was an emergency motion over the plans that will not require community or cultural facilities within apartment schemes. We're joined now by Green Party councillor Claire Byrne. Thank you for joining us this morning. Just tell us about what provision currently exists for those community and cultural spaces.
Hi, Maggie. How are you? And thanks a million for having me on this morning. So, I first proposed this 5% provision for cultural, creative and community spaces in large scale developments, probably about two development plans ago, and it was really in response to the sort of slow eradication of creative workspaces and community spaces in these new developments. That proposal was initially rejected in the chamber, but it was sort of followed by a hard fought campaign by the creative community, and we first got it included in the Poolbeg West development, which will provide 40 artist studios and community spaces, which have gone to planning now, and then subsequently in the city development plan. So it was a really progressive win. And it was a real commitment by the city to keep our creative culture alive and viable. And it's quite a novel idea, but it's a good solution. And since then, loads of work has been done, particularly by Ray Yates on Dublin City Council and his team in the Arts Office, along with elected representatives such as myself and Councillor Moriarty and Councillor Donna Cooney, and with developers as well and the creative community on how we can deliver on this. This is still a work in progress. We're only starting now to see those spaces coming on board. I suppose one of the big ones recently launched was in Boland's Mill there by Google. There's one under consideration in development in East Wall at the moment. But it's still very much work in progress. So for the ministers to suggest that this is what's causing the housing crisis is really just galling.
Well, we don't know for sure yet because we haven't seen the detailed proposals. But we understand that the housing minister, he has said, and he's speaking at the weekend, he said radical thinking is needed around planning. He wants to make it more attractive financially for developers to come in and build these apartment schemes. And we know that not enough apartments have been built in Dublin. So surely radical thinking is needed at this point.
Absolutely radical thinking is needed at this point. But I do think that the government are trying to deflect from their own failures in housing and are scapegoating creatives and local communities and blaming them as a cause of the housing crisis, when we know that the real issues are decades of underinvestment, the stopping of the building estate homes, letting developers dictate the market, continuous bad planning decisions in the city that have prioritised offices and hotels over homes where housing could and should be built. That's still happening.
Okay, can I just ask you then, just about this motion in particular, you're looking for immediate clarity and you're seeking an urgent meeting, I understand, with the Minister for Housing.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agreed last night that this was a serious overreach. And I mean, I would go so far as to say it was an attack on local government policy and city development plans. Because, you know, I mean, look, there's been quite a few issues raised in the chamber over the last number of months in relation to housing provision and what this minister has said and done. I mean, he's trying to row back on the tenant in situ scheme, for example, his views on the Pierce House regeneration and trying to interfere on that also. So that's just a few examples from a very long list of issues. I think we would all welcome the minister coming in and having a meeting with the councillors and explaining exactly what he's trying to do here as minister for both housing and for local government.
Okay, well, listen, the Green Party councillor, Claire Byrne, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. The time now just coming up to 7:30.